Enjoy this free version of Dr. Laura's Call of the Day. You can get access to all the calls on Dr. Laura's weekday show by becoming a family premium member now at drlaura.com.
Lauren, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you. What's up?
I'm 46. I've been married for 22 years. I have three girls, 17, 15, and 15. It's a lot. As I stay home, I support them at school and everything. My problem is me. I've always been a pretty relaxed, happy-go-lucky person, but in the last, I would say, year, I keep imagining bad things happening. While I'm driving my car, it's, what if that car hits me head-on? What am I going to do? Or if I'm upstairs by myself, I hear a noise. What if that's somebody in the house? What am I going to do? And it's a fearful thing, and I really don't
somebody,
like it.
Did somebody important to you die?
My dad. Yes, in May.
Ah.
And I was diagnosed with
MS.
Was
this a long, drawn-out death? Was it an abrupt situation?
Incredibly sudden and totally unexpected.
And what did he die of?
His heart stopped. It just stopped. He didn't have any heart condition. It just stopped.
So, was it sudden death? Massive heart attack or sudden death or what?
Cardiac arrest. Somebody got his heart going again, and he lasted a week, but only because he was on a ventilator.
And was he, would you say, extremely healthy, active?
So active, it was ridiculous. He was vibrant. He volunteered for so many places, they couldn't give him enough awards. I mean, very busy guy.
And I'm sorry, you may have answered this already. I must have a mind blank. How old was he?
He was only 74.
That's the average lifespan for a male in America.
It is? But
I'm just telling you.
We're both 90, and that just...
Yeah, I know. I know, but that's the average lifespan. So he made it to average. He didn't make it past average.
No.
The average is greater for women.
Yeah, my mom's doing great.
You're scared because his death makes it feel like you never know? That's understandable.
Mm-hmm. Is there something I can do to change this habit?
Yes. When you're driving along and you say, I hope that car doesn't hit me, say, well, I'm a good driver and I'm paying attention.
Okay.
Give me some other circumstances.
I walk in the door and one of my kids is laying on the ground.
Okay. My kid is relaxing or doing a Zen pose. In other words, you give it a different description at the very moment you get the anxiety.
Okay.
And you do this each and every time without fail. And you will goof up sometimes. You will just stay with the, oh my God. But after a while, you'll get really good at this. I promise you, you will.
Okay. So replay it in a better way after it happens.
Just reframe it. Just go, oh, see, I'm paying attention. In other words, you put it in some form where you have control again.
Oh,
what you're scared of is what happened to him. He was healthy. He was vibrant. He exercised. He ate well. He didn't smoke. He didn't drink. Supposedly, right? And so it just came out of nowhere. Well, sometimes, you know, we all die of something and it ain't good health.
Okay.
Frankly, when you and I go, we should be so lucky to just go in a blink.
True.
He didn't even know he died.
No, he didn't. He just lights out.
That's right. Can you think of a better way to go?
No.
No fear?
I just want to be 95.
No fear, no pain. Well, you know, you're going to look like a wrinkly Sharpay.
I sure will.
Do I really want to look like a wrinkly Sharpay?
No.
Is that what I want? Or do I want to get a facelift at 90?
No, that's no good either.
Look, it's understandable what you're going through. It's totally understandable. You just have to reframe it immediately. Say something which puts you in control. Because ultimately, and in the final analysis, we're not. Someday we won't be.
Oh,
listen, I'm not crazy about that either, so don't think you're alone with that. That's pretty universal angst.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much for your help.
Good. And enjoy the next 30 years.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Dr. Laura's Call of the Day. Like what you're hearing? Get more calls and entire episodes of Dr. Laura's weekday show by becoming a family premium member now at drlaura.com.